What D.A. Jones doesn't want you to know is how she spends your money. It may surprise you where your tax dollars are going. Want to talk about something that kind of is related to that, and it falls under the category of fiscal irresponsibility.
Yes.
But there's also an issue with lawyers not being allowed to have paper.
I wasn't there for that, so I'm not sure exactly what happened there. But I've heard that at one point the court couldn't go forward because there was no paper and no one could get any paper and it was kept on the lock and key. And that person didn't show up that morning and therefore no one could get paper. But again, that's just rumors and I don't know if that's true. But I mean, those are the things that are happening there. And I will tell you that. The financial problems that I've seen.
Yeah, I do want to talk about that because you probably have seen more than I have.
Yeah, so an open records request was done on some of the financials that are coming out of that office. And part of that open records request, they requested, what are they spending their credit card money on and so on. But as part of all of those things, we were noticing when we looked through some of the financials, was that
And when you say we, you're talking about like your work with the county, is that
no, it was
okay?
nothing to do with the county.
Oh, okay.
So this was just an open records request that was
Oh,
done
okay. I'm sorry.
by someone, and then it was anonymously forwarded on to us to say, "Hey, look at these things. There's some issues here." And when you look at the financials that were going on, you would see charges like the DA paying for her own South Carolina bar license and the late fees with that. Yes.
Wait, no, hang on a second. So the elected DA
Yes.
is keeping her South Carolina bar license to
Which has
do
nothing to do with
what?
Georgia.
Or her constitutional responsibility to the citizens?
No. And
And
using
this is
county
coming.
money to pay for a South Carolina bar license and paid the late fees.
I'm sorry, there were late fees.
There were late fees, of course.
You say, of course.
Shocking.
This is like a chronic issue, isn't it?
Yes. I mean,
Tell me
we,
about that.
so I mean, we, and that's the thing. That's the thing that she got fined for by the Ethics Commission is that she never disclosed any of her financials. I mean, she got hit 8 times because she didn't do it for 3 straight years. She never filed anything. And so there was a fine assessed with that. And then she had to go ahead and file her financial disclosures. Well, on top of that, currently, everyone was supposed to file their financial disclosures on the 7th, and she still hasn't filed it. Now, people always say, well, all the Republicans have all this dark money and dark money. But if somebody doesn't file their disclosures, that is dark money because you don't know where that person is getting their money from, where people like us, who are law-abiding citizens and follow the rules, put that out there and say, this is where I got it from, because we are proud of the people that donated and sponsored to us. But when you hide those things from everybody, when you've been punished for that before and you've been fined for that before and you admitted guilt to those things, and then you do it again, what does that say about the DA when the DA herself will not even follow the law that's set by her? No one is above the law, but
Right.
she believes 100% that she is.
Well, and that's the bottom line, is that you've got to be better than everybody else. I'm sorry, you put yourself in a position, you have asked for the trust of the community to be in a position where you're enforcing the rules against other people. You've got to be better.
Yes.
You have got to be better. And I appreciate there are a couple of things that you said in there that I kind of want to follow up on. And it's hard to break it down and make it nice and clean, but I want to talk first about, because I took us off topic, what else was in that open records that you looked
So
at?
we found multiple things in there that they were using the county credit card to go to the movies,
Movies?
that they
Who's
were
going to the
using.
movies on the county credit card?
Well, it had to be whoever's credit card it was assigned to, and it appeared that it was assigned to the main admin for the DA. On top of that, there was a hair appointment on there that they paid for hair, they paid for a seamstress. You had I would call them donations made to other organizations. with county money, which you're not supposed to do. There's it's
What
a
kind of
completely against the gratuity
organizations do we even
clause.
know?
Yeah, I know. I just don't have it
In
up
front of
in
you.
front of me. But
Okay.
yes, there were donations made to other organizations, which you're not supposed to do. You have to go through a process and you have to let people apply. It's like a grant. You can't just
But it's
give an
government money,
organ.
it's taxpayer money.
It's taxpayer money and
Oh
people
my
have to
God.
approve it. Yes.
So this came out through an open records request.
Yes.
Was there more?
Yes. So
Oh my
there's so much more in there. I mean,
God.
like the amount of Amazon purchases from there, or going to Starbucks and buying coffee in the mornings, or buying lunch for yourself, or buying dinner for yourself. I mean, I'm just saying.
Can't even imagine that. I cannot imagine
Yes.
spending taxpayer money. I mean, obviously my salary was taxpayer money, but it's my salary. And once it is paid to me as my salary, that's one thing. You're talking about above and beyond salary.
Yes, that's using the actual county credit card
Sorry.
to do those payments. But and that's not the worst of it all. Like the thing that kind of disturbed me the most was that through all of this, we learned that not only that, but that she hired her babysitter, and the babysitter would not work the hours or all the hours that she would put down on there because she was out picking up the DA's kids and walking the DA's dog. And I have this voicemail that she left.
6531693.
Hi, Cheryl. This is Morgan Picard. I am starting on Monday, and we talked yesterday. The only problem I have is that I drive Selena, our district attorney's kids, home from school. So I can make it to HR by 3:30 if I really push them to be on time. But I won't be able to stay in the office from when I start until 3:30. I'll have to leave to I walk Selena's dog for her and then I pick her kids up. So I just want to make sure that's okay with you, that I work a normal day. I can come in at 8 and leave at 12. And then come back. Give me a call to let me know that this is okay. 973-653-16.
So wait a minute. Wait a minute. I want to make sure I understand this.
This is a person that's being paid through a federal grant.
Whoa, whoa.
Yeah, not even county money. This is federal money.
What? This is federal money that the DA's office, and people don't understand what grants are. Can you explain that a little bit? I get some of it, but I'm
So
kind of shocked here. So
certain grants that we have are for certain positions to do certain things. So you have to hire an experienced person to handle the things that they are supposed to do, and they have to keep records of it and everything else. So, like if I'm working like I did in Effingham under the ARPA grant or the ARPA money, I have to account for my time and I have to state exactly what hours I worked and what cases I worked on and what I did on those cases, right? So
correct.
you
Yes.
have to do all of those. And those are specialized positions that they bring in. They can't hire like a babysitter to do a prosecutor's job, right? And this was a victim witness person that they brought. And she was hired above people who had tons of experience, and she had never had any victim witness experience. So it was very strange to me that they would hire that and then pay them with federal money. And she wouldn't even work the hours that she says she worked because she was out picking up the DA's kids or walking the DA's dog. And I don't think I've ever seen a victim witness person having their job description that they have to pick up kids or run personal
Of course
errands.
not. Of course not. I there again, I feel like the public just does not understand how egregious this is. So when you're hiring somebody under a federal grant, there are a lot of strictures on the use of that money. First of all, you have to make an application, it's monitored, you have to make disclosures on a regular basis. You do, as you mentioned, have to keep track of your hours. I do it too because I'm on an ARPA grant in Effingham as well. And you have to, be very careful about how that money is used, because it's not just money for you to spend on anything, but
yes,
for a victim witness person. And most of those people have to have some sort of training and certification and those kinds of things to have that job at all. They have very specific, and much like ours, because you're working for the DA, there are constitutional responsibilities, there are statutory responsibilities, and the job, unless the DA's dog or her children are a victim of crime, there shouldn't be like hours of your day spent doing that and you're getting paid for it.
Nope.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
So, I mean, financials.
Shocked. I'm just shocked. So what other, was there anything else in that financial disclosure that you got?
I mean, there's so much. I don't even know where to begin with it. It's just that the mismanagement of the county credit card. I believe at one point they even stopped them from using the credit card because there was a lapse in there and on the records. So I just don't understand how these things don't matter to people.
Well, okay. So has there ever been an audit? Did the county audit the DA's office?
No, because the requests. So every year you do your budget and you have your credit and you can have those things done, but they don't audit the state agencies, right? And so I don't know of a time when an audit was done, because that doesn't usually fall in the county attorney's realm or anything else. So
I just was wondering, because again, a DA's office, and again, people don't know this. Yes, it is a state office, but it is funded both state and county.
Yes.
So there's county supplementation there that covers a portion of the budget. And so you have to be accountable to both the state and the county. And I don't know, if I were the county, I'd want to know where the money's going.
Yeah, and I wish I knew where all that money was going.
But apparently people don't care. Movies? Hair salons? When the law office you run doesn't have paper? Is it any wonder why the DA's office is failing Chatham County? You can make a difference. Vote for Andre Pretorius for DA.